This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And it is another installment of our new year, new you, running all month long here on The Parenting Show. Today's focus, self-care. And of course, you know what? This girl, she's just awesome. And she does some amazing content on how us parents need to take care of ourselves. And I'm always about it. And I, of course, I'm talking about my good friend, Tova Lee, content creator, author, mama, and just amazing kick-ass woman.
See, this is what I needed in my life. I need more of you in my life. What a great intro.
Love it. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's very nice to be back on the show. Thank you for asking me to be here.
I'm so happy to have you back on the show. And I'm so happy that we're able to do this because I'm in Toronto and you're in Portugal.
I know. I'm in Portugal. I'd like to say that it's lovely and sunny, and but it's actually been raining. So I'm in Portugal, in rainy Portugal at the moment, which is kind of rare. And I'm really missing Toronto. It's been too long. But I'm trying to get you to come out. It's your turn to come out here.
You are. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show because it does fall under self-care. So you know what? Maybe I have to do it.
You have to, for my mental health.
Exactly. For, you know,
it's exactly. It's not even goodness. Like a, exactly. It's like, you know, see it as part of work, you know, it's like, you have to do it, you know, you have to do it for yourself. Do you go a lot? Do you go away a lot by yourself? Do you do that?
You know what, Tova? I do. And I absolutely love it. And I think for all the parents listening, you know what I mean? Like we say new year, new you. And I always say it's not like necessarily a brand new you, but how can you work on yourself, you know, elevate things and have like that 2.0 version of yourself? And I think it's really important that you do things alone for yourself.
Totally.
Like go away. Like I'm not saying that necessarily get on a plane, which I have done, and going away like that is amazing. And Tova, I know that you are an advocate for doing that as well. But even just little things like
totally
out of town, road trips.
Yeah. Even like to the level of just taking yourself out to dinner. Like, have you ever gone on a date with yourself, like to dinner, just taking yourself out?
Okay. So dinner I have not done, but I have done a date by myself to the movies. Uh-huh.
Nice. Ooh, I like that.
I'm going to say a date with myself, not by myself, with myself to the movies. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I love to take myself on dates to concerts.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
That's so cool. That is very cool.
It's so much fun because music to me is a huge part of my life. And music is my form of therapy. And it is my drug. And I say it all the time. I overdose daily on it. I am addicted.
That's amazing.
And when you go to a concert, you've got the live music and then you have that energy and the energy of everyone that's there for the same reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you get to make some good friends. And meet, like,
that's the thing you do. You don't actually stay, like, there's nothing wrong with being alone, but you don't actually stay alone for very long because you sort of meet people and you know, you talk to people and it's really nice. I took myself out for dinner for, it's weird, the first time, or maybe I've gone before, but I never really thought about it. So I went to a really nice restaurant for
like
dinner.
Fancy.
Yeah, by myself. Oh. Yes. Literally a couple of weeks ago, it's one of my favorite restaurants in Lisbon. And I've been there for, you know, on date night and I've been there with girlfriends. And it's always like a special occasion type of place. And I was spending a couple of nights in Lisbon writing and I wanted dinner. And I thought, God, I'm next to this, my place. Like, this is my place. But do I dare go in there by myself? Because it's like the type of place people go for a birthday, you know, for a birthday or an anniversary or something. And I was like, hell, I'm doing it. And I went in, they had a table and I actually, they gave me a choice between a table and a bar. So I sat on the bar and I ordered all my favorite dishes, all by myself. And you know, it's funny because parents, and I think for moms probably more so, that guilt, you sort of have this inner dialogue like, I'm going to spend this money just on me.
Right.
I'm going to, right? It's like, I'm going to dress up just for me. I'm going to, you know, that type of thing. But I loved it. And I put it out for, I put it on my stories and I asked.
I saw that you were away. Yes.
Do you know how many women responded to that story? Like, you have no idea. It was crazy. It ranged from women saying, oh my God, I could never do that. Mortifying, you know, to women saying, this is the best thing ever. I do it all the time. I love it. You know, it's so funny. It's very interesting.
But it is so good. And it can be very intimidating and scary because we're built a certain way and society tells us, you know what I mean? Like, no, like it's, you go there with someone, you don't do things alone. Or that guilt is a real thing that moms and dads experience. And listen, I'm not a dad, so I'm going to come to you from the mom point of view, but you said it, you're like, you know, like you're spending this money on yourself and you're thinking about your kids. You know what else I think about?
What?
Being there. And it's just like, I'm ordering this food. And then I'm thinking, oh, you know, my daughter Samantha would really love this or Marcus would enjoy this or Lily would think this place was so cool. And then it's like, right? That
My kids were so embarrassed. Like when I told them, they rang me during dinner and I was like, oh yeah, I'm just having dinner. And they were like, with who? And I was like, with myself, just me. And they were like, what? They were so embarrassed. And then they sort of felt sorry for me. They were like, oh, well, if we were there, we'd be with you. And I'm like, it's okay. It's
yeah,
okay.
You're like, side note, I really don't want you here with me.
I don't want you to be there. Yeah, they clearly think they're very good dinner companions. No, I'm doing okay, thanks.
That's the thing, like, and it's funny because a lot of parents, we were talking about even like going away alone, a lot of parents feel that guilt. And it's so funny because I've done it so many times. I've gone on a plane. I've done Jamaica alone. I've done St. Lucia alone, you know, and different places here in Canada alone. And yeah, you miss them in the beginning. But parents, if you're ever debating and you're like, oh, I could never do it. I could never leave my kids home alone. I'm straight up truth here. You're going to miss them. And then you're going to forget all about them.
No, but it's also okay. You know, it's okay to, it's okay like to miss them and it's okay not to miss them. And it's just okay to do these things. You know, we're talking about self-care and I do think that spending time away sometimes from your family is self-care, not just for you. It's actually like for the entire family.
Absolutely.
They're better off. Me, you know, with us taking breaks from each other, it just, it helps everybody, you know? I love it. I think that it was a learning curve for me a few years ago. I don't think in a million years I would have felt comfortable going away or having weekends, you know, or whatever it is with friends. And now I obviously run these female empowerment retreats in Portugal and it's 5 days where women come and they have gone away from their families. That is the first thing that they talk about. Like just that hurdle of booking it, the thing against their eyes is like the guilt. How do I go away from my family for 5 days and do this for myself?
It's real and it eats away at us. And you know what? We got to get over it. And we're going to talk all about it on the show tonight. So don't go anywhere because we've got more. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And we are talking about self-care because it is another installment in the new year, new you. How do we level up? How do we improve ourselves? How do we get to the next version that's a little bit better? You know, we're learning, we're growing. And self-care plays a huge part in that. So that's what we're talking about on the show tonight with my good friend Tova Lee, content creator, author, mama. And Tova, right before the break, we were talking about that guilt that we as parents have when it comes to taking care of ourselves. It is real. It eats away. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we really have to push ourselves to get over and get through and get past, because that's self-care. And if we are not in a good place, how do we expect those around us to be in a good place? But if we're like in a good place, don't you notice that like everyone at home is happy?
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually really love what you said about the music, because a lot of the times when people think about whether you call it self-care or attending and listening to your needs, whatever, finding moments of pleasure in your pleasure, introducing pleasure of any sort into your life, you think about big things. So someone might be listening now and go, well, I can't really go for 5 days. And that's fair enough overseas. But it is about kind of addressing those micro things. So if you find the little things, you know, of self-care, and then they grow. Because I just feel like if you just introduce it to your life, it grows. It kind of evolves organically. So a few years ago, for me, even the idea of taking a 30-minute walk in the woods, because I'm a walker and I love nature. So the idea of taking that 30 minutes for myself in the morning where I go and I soak in, you know, fresh air and I'm walking like in the woods, again, was just like insane to me. But those 30 minutes became like the most sacred 30 minutes of my day. And they grew into 45 minutes, into an hour, into a hike. You know, a 100-kilometer hike that I did with my friends over 3 days, like in the north. So it evolved into so much more. So I always think, I always say to people, like, if you think about think about these things, think about it micro, like micro, little
tidbits.
Yeah. So music in the house, like you just suggested earlier, is brilliant. You know,
it's the little thing. Well, okay, I'm going to take this in a different direction right now.
Yeah.
Because you said a key word. And my mind went somewhere. And I was like, that is also self-care. You said pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes you need to lock yourself in your room and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's something.
That's self-care. Oh, for
that
sure.
That is so self-care.
So self-care.
You know? And you don't have a lock.
Anything that gets those happy hormones going, you know, then do it. Just do it.
But you know what? Like, and I know that you're on the same page, you know, with me on all this stuff, but that's self-care, you know?
Yeah.
And trust me, when you're stressed, that is like
that's stress relief.
You know, you can take it as long as you want, or cut it down and make it really like, you know, wham bam.
Yeah.
And get it done. Feel better.
Totally. I'm with you. And you know, you were talking about like new year, new me type of thing. I am approaching my 50s. I just turned 48. So I got 2 years to go still, but I
looking
realized
amazing.
Oh,
by
thank
the way.
You. Realized recently that I've got rushing woman syndrome. Do you know what that is?
No, explain.
So it's not an actual syndrome, but it's like a thing. So rushing woman syndrome is when you're constantly rushing. Like I'm always busy. I'm always rushing. Like I'm always rushing. Right?
I'm with you. I suffer.
But it's true. And do you know how I realized this was what I had? Is because I was going to make a funny video about it. Like, ha ha. And then I'm reading the list of the criteria. And I'm like, that's basically me. So it's so funny. Yeah. So for me, self-care this year is going to be actually about slowing down.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's going to be about how do I create more space in my life for nothing.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God. Think about everyone listening at home. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Creating more space in your life for nothing.
Yeah, because I think we do live in that type of world society whereby you're like doing all the things, getting all the stuff, and even self-care has become like, I got to fit it in my schedule. I got to fit that orgasm in the schedule. I got to fit that workout in the schedule. I got to fit that walk. I got to fit that meditation. I need time. I need a reminder. That's like my phone pings. Yeah, you need to meditate. You know, it's everything is very,
Wait, and I got one for you, Tova. I need to schedule time to breathe.
Yes.
Your breathing exercises.
Literally. So I really had this realization and I thought, God, wow. I need to, how do I find that space? How do I, without it being like, I need to find space, but just how do I create that space? I haven't figured it out yet, Pina. So I'm just, I'm an early stage of discovering.
You know what? You have to fill me in because I will. I want to be right alongside you on this journey.
Okay.
Because the suffering of this syndrome is real.
Yeah. You know, it's a real problem, by the way, when you're a person that says yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
I wonder if this syndrome has anything to do with like one of the key components being, you know what? You need to start saying no.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. You need to start saying no. It's so true because people will say to me, oh, Tova, we're doing this on Wednesday. I'm like, yeah. And then, oh, and this. I'm like, yeah. Do you want to be class rep? I'm like, I'm just yes to everything.
Yeah. Right. And but you want to know what I think the reason why we are saying yes to a lot more things, especially in this day and age, I think the reason we're saying yes a lot more and we're like exhausting ourselves with like these crazy busy schedules is because of FOMO and coming from social media.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you say no, then you jump on the gram or Facebook or whatever. And then you see everyone who said yes. And they're having this amazing time. You're like, oh, I'm missing out. I want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That social media, the beast of social media, right?
Yeah.
The comparison game.
Yeah. And there's something actually so satisfying and pleasurable about just doing one thing at a time.
Right.
It's so foreign. It is though. Sorry to be annoying and mention the female retreat again, but that's why I love it. For the 5 days that I am there, nothing outside of that retreat exists. And it's absolute bliss to be able to just be in one place focusing on one thing.
Yeah, you isolate everything. Like you're focused on that one thing. Everything else doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
And you're present, which I think is a huge thing with self-care. Being present, being in the moment. The past is in the past. The future is yet to come. We have no idea if we're even going to be here tomorrow. But all we have is this present moment. You know what? I want to hear more about this retreat, but we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back. And Tova, I want you to tell me all about it. And for those listening at home, you're listening to The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show here on 640 Toronto. We are talking all about self-care and how important it is. It's part of our New Year, New You series here on the show, running all month long. And with us, we've got Tova Lee, She is a mama. She is a content creator. She is an author. And Tova, we were talking about your retreat that happens in Portugal. It's 5 days. And it's like, it's really interesting. I want to hear more about it because I think that a lot of us need to do more things like this. And we don't, and we need to prioritize ourselves. And I know too, okay, like, don't get me wrong. I understand, like, not everyone can jump on a plane and go away for 5 days, but if we can take anything from this, I say, take it, put it in your back pocket, run with it, or make a point to say, you know what? I can't do it this year, but maybe next year I can. Right. So you were saying it's 5 days.
Yeah. So
it's beautiful, I mean, Portugal. You know.
And beautiful Portugal in the Algarve. So it's gorgeous. We do 5 nights and it's actually more like 6 days. And, you know, the focus really is female empowerment. But obviously you get so much just in being in, I think, a place that's stunning. It's beautiful Quinta and surrounded by nature. Honestly, though, being with women in a place where you just feel like it's a safe space and the sharing and that kind of wisdom that women share is just something, you know, phenomenal. It's very hard to explain in words, but we do workshops about body image and permission and boundaries. Oh, yes. And again, boundaries, for example, for me, it completely relates to self-care because you've got to be able to put those boundaries in place to say, like, I need time now. This is my space now. That's part of self-care, being able to say yes or no. We talk a lot about pleasure. You brought that up and how we can introduce that to our lives, needs. So again, identifying the needs, you know, it's actually quite, to me, it shocked me a few years ago when I started asking myself, what do I need? I realized that I had never asked that before. We spoke about it when I was on the show last time, that one simple question, just what do I need? No one ever asks us what we need. You might get asked, what do you want? But no one asks you, what do you need? And it's a completely different question. So just introducing those ideas is it's quite fascinating. And I feel like the 5 days really takes you through. You have to have, I think, more than a day to go through a journey because you're sort of discovering new things. And on top of all that, you get pampered and someone else is cooking for you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you know, which is like already self-care because you're not having to cook for anybody or do anything. Yeah.
As moms, like once we have those kids, and I talk about this on the show all the time, they become our priority. They become our life. We focus on them. And one of the hashtags I always use on social media is more than just a mom. And it took me a long time to realize that I am more than just a mom, that it wasn't like I popped out 1, 2, 3 kids. My Pina didn't die.
Yeah.
I'm alive. I am well. Uh-huh. And I am more than just a mom. And sometimes like we need to remind ourselves we're more than just a mom. We're more than just a dad, you know? And so we need to take the time to do little things that make us happy. So whether it's, you know, hey, you know what? I saved up money. I owe it to myself. I am getting a plane ticket. I'm going to Portugal and I'm going to do Tova's retreat, you know, whether it's something like that, or whether the dads are like, you know what? I'm going to go golfing with some buddies. It's those things that we need to do that bring joy, that bring happiness, that bring pleasure into our lives. Like Tova, you know what I do every year? Mm-hmm. I'm so excited because I just booked it and I'm going in a few weeks. I'll be going to visit St. Anne's Spa right here in Ontario, Grafton, Ontario. And I do this every year. And I have gone some years. I've gone alone. I stay overnight. Mm-hmm. I've gone alone. Or I go with someone else. So there's two of us and it's stunning. It's beautiful. The minute you get there, you get like those beautiful white fluffy robes. I can't tell you, like when I see that robe, literally in a blink of an eye, I am naked because I can't wait to get that robe. I'm barely in my room stripping down. So you get this robe on. And you enjoy all your meals in the dining room wearing this robe. So breakfast, lunch, tea time, dinner. Mm-hmm. And then they've got the therapeutic pools and all the beautiful spa treatments and things like sunrise yoga. Or, you know, if you want to work out, you can do that. They're on 500 acres in beautiful Ontario.
right? Amazing. Yeah.
And you can go on these hikes and, you know, check out these different trails. They've got guided meditation and like, you know what I've never done? They've got a fire meditation. I think I'm going to do that.
Ooh, this wow. Year. What is that? I've never heard of that.
So they do it outside and they've got the fire going and it's this guided meditation. And you know what? It's just, it is that time for you and no one else to focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And and that is the key, isn't it? Just putting yourself in that center and focusing on, you know, you, your needs. What do you need? What does your body need? You know, what does your mind need? Sometimes all my mind needs is to throw my phone away. I don't know if you feel that. Do you feel that sometimes?
Right. Yeah. And yes, yeah. Because as content creators, we always have our phone with us. Our livelihood, right? And so even if it's something as simple as that, you know, just like, you know what? I'm going to put my phone away and I'm going to take some time to myself because I'm going to run a bath and get a book and maybe pour myself a glass of champagne or, you know, sparkling flavored water.
Yeah.
And just take time for ourselves. Like self-care, I know we hear it so often and so much, but I honestly think it's underrated.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm glad that that's, I wonder, I do think like sometimes it does feel like it's a massive thing. And obviously we've mentioned lots of things and some of them are big and they're not things that you could do, like I said, very often. But I honestly think if you start small, just start small.
Yeah.
Just find one thing that
like
the
walk.
Yeah,
you
it's just for you. One thing, and you can't do a 3-hour walk. Fine, do 30 minutes. Like do something, or like you said, the bath, like drawing your bath at the end of the day and having, you know, 30 right. minutes in the bath with, you know, your favorite scents and maybe a candle or whatever makes you, you know, maybe listen to a meditation or even just your audiobook, whatever it is that just gives you that kind of time for you. It's very hard when you're a mom. It's very hard when you have rushing woman syndrome.
You're timing that bath.
Yeah. You're timing that
You know
bath.
What?
You fit it in your schedule. Exactly.
But if in the beginning it's got to be scheduled or timed, then start off that way. Like,
So you know, I'm quite good at dedicating time to switching off. But I haven't, like I said, I still haven't mastered the art of creating space in my day-to-day life. So for example, over Christmas, I took a lot of time off and it was brilliant because I was very present. My phone was just, didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time with the family, but I also allowed myself to have me time. And it was I felt the whole thing was very much self-care because it's what I needed, you know? And that's self-care, isn't it? You're just giving yourself
Absolutely.
What you actually need. And it can look different for different people. But I think for me, it's hard still to find the space just in the day-to-day. How do I incorporate it in an organic way in my day-to-day without it becoming another chore to add to my to-do list? Because that's definitely not what you want. You know,
and it's not fun.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. And it's not easy, but it's something that we can work on slowly and get there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that I love to do and that it costs nothing. And it may come across as silly, but it is like my favorite and it has to do with music. But after, you know, a shower and I'm blow drying my hair, I will put my AirPods in. Or I'll put my AirPods in, or say if I'm washing the dishes, I'll get like my Beats headphones, put them on, and I just play my music. So like while I'm blow drying my hair, I am like listening to my music and I'm dancing there in my underwear, and it is the best thing ever. Like it's just me, my underwear and AirPods. Like
I love that.
But it's so important that we start small. It doesn't need to cost a lot of money. It doesn't need to take up so much time. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe something that we can incorporate into the day-to-day things that we're already doing, like washing the dishes. You know, for some, it's a chore. For me, it's actually relaxing. Or blow drying our hair. You know, it's how can we make this a little bit better, more enjoyable, and, you know, just kind of take that time for ourselves. Hey, I always tell the kids, I'm like, AirPods are going in or the Beats are on. I can't hear you.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so true. And then, hey, if you can make a point, and I would say to please do this, but if you can make a point to maybe do one big thing a year for yourself, like for me,
yeah,
you know, it's the St. Anne's spa visit. And what you do is maybe put a little bit of money aside every month,
you know, yeah.
Or like every paycheck. And then this way you can do that like overnight retreat at St. Anne's spa, or if you save a little bit more, Toba's retreat in, you know, Portugal.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. We're talking self-care on the show. Don't go anywhere because we will be back with more. We've got Toba Lee, and this is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We've got Toba Lee joining us because we are talking all things self-care. And Toba, like, I watch you on social. I know you. We message. I'm like, man, she's got this. She's got this. Like, and so I was like, if we're going to talk self-care, I want Toba on the show. So Toba, we're off the air. We were just talking about how self-care can actually change over the years.
Yeah, totally. Because last time I was on your show was, what, 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. I was going through my big midlife crisis, and I was all about the bungee jumping, the trekking in Nepal. It was all about jumping out of things and doing all these crazy things. That was self-care at that point, because I was desperately wanting to reconnect with that adventurous side of me, and I had this, I guess, you know, it happens to women, like the testosterone goes up and you're suddenly, you don't have babies pilling on you. So there's that point in your 40s where you have all this energy. And of course, now that I'm at the end of my 40s, kind of having, you know, conversations with perimenopause, hello, self-care has evolved into something slightly different. I mean, I'm still into trying new things because that, I think, is my character. But I have started, God, this sounds so lame, but I have started prioritizing sleep and what I eat, but not in like a annoying way, in a more, I get really excited, you know, over a very good breakfast. Like, I don't think I used to eat breakfast or get excited because you're so busy in the morning. You're doing the school run. You're getting everybody's out the door. Who has time for breakfast, right? And now, oh, it's the meal I get most excited about. You know, I will make me a proper plate of breakfast, delicious. I will sit down with cutlery, sit there, and I started taking pictures of my breakfast.
It's so good, like, honestly. Where are you at, Toba? No, I made this.
No, I'm at home with my rustic bread and my avocado. And I mean, I'm just like, I know. And this is what excites me these days. Yeah.
I love it because I'm not going to lie. I was just at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I bought avocados because I'm like, oh, I'm so making myself some avocado toast.
I know. And you drizzle it with stuff. And you're like, I'm a person that drizzles now. I drizzle, you know? Oh, I mean, it's just gone to a different level. I annoy myself, but it's great. Like, I feel that self-care because there's the point where you're so rushing that you either don't eat or you make really not great choices, not in a like diet type of way, not about that. It's just like, is this nourishing my body? It's just not really very nourishing. And I find that when I do make that really nice breakfast that is full of goodness and is nourishing and is so delicious, that's self-care. That is self-care. I'm feeding my body.
Yeah. It's so true. And you know what? Because it's not something that we as parents always have that luxury called time.
Yeah.
You sit down and do it. Like you said, we're rushing to get out the door, to get to work, to get the kids off. Like half the time, it's like you may pick something off the sandwich, your lunch that you're making your kids.
Oh, God. I've had so I was like the bit I still probably do it, I guess. But like, you know, the eating leftovers over their plates and that's right? My meal, you know. Yeah, I actually got much better at that. I really do. I'm going to send you all the pictures on my phone, just, you know, after this show. You're going to see all my breakfast of this week.
I love it. But it's so, and that's the thing. Self-care ultimately is prioritizing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
In the areas you feel you can now, as much as you can. Yeah.
Right. Now I'm like, I want the avocado toast. And because I just booked St. Anne's Spa, I'm dreaming about their avocado toast that I've had there in the past. Because like, okay, hold on. I got to talk about this for a sec. Guys, if you've never been to St. Anne's Spa, trust me, go. Grafton, Ontario. It's a beautiful drive. They have their own bakery. Amazing food. All farm to table. So like nice. if you have like, if you're eating some meat, well, it came from the farm. All the veggies came from the farm. And so not only like we're talking about where you're nourishing your body, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With good things that make you feel good, because you don't want to feel crappy. We want to feel good. 2024, we are here to feel good and level up. And that also means, you know, prioritizing yourself, I should say, you know, and it's like, doing a guided meditation, or if that's not your jam, maybe it's jumping in, which if anyone comes, by the way, and you're looking for me, you're like, I want to find Pina because I booked St. Anne's Spa and I want to find her. Come to the outdoor pools, even in minus 30 degrees, snowing, you will find me in the pools outside and doing the cold plunge. Okay. So that's where you find, or
then I'm doing a cold plunge this Sunday. I'm doing it this Sunday, first time.
Toma, you've never done one?
No.
See me just jump up and down and do a little dance?
I'm so scared. Do you think? No. Tell me what? What should I know? Tell me.
Oh,
I'm doing a whole workshop and like how to breathe, and it's like preparation, and then I can go into the pool. I'm so scared.
Okay. So this is amazing. And if anyone can do it, do it. Even if you fill up your bathtub, okay, with ice. There you go. Your own little plunge. But Tova, I've never prepared for it. Me is just like in my brain. I'm like, okay. Do this. And it is, they've got one at St. Anne's Spa. It's outside. And I always go in the winter. So Canadian winters, it's cold. It's snowing. They actually have to put like something on the handrail so your hand doesn't get stuck to the metal. It's that cold. But literally, it's just psych yourself up. You go in, stay in as long as you can. You know?
How long did you stay in for?
I've stayed in for about a minute to a minute and a
half. Wow. That's impressive.
But you come out and you're like, yeah, that felt so good.
And did like, you feel like, really good after?
Yes. I love it. And with the place that you're going to, do they have it where it's like other pools as well as different temperature?
No.
The pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a pool or is it like?
I think it's a bath. I think it's a container that's specifically for that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I know.
You're going to love it. I cannot wait. So everyone's got, are you going to post about this on stories?
I wasn't gonna, you know, I don't post a lot of what I do. Because I've tried some lots of things in this past year since I got here. I was thinking about it. I'll see, maybe.
Okay.
I'll see if they let me film it. Yeah.
If you know, or even like, you know, the after, the before, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, where do we find you on social? Because like everyone, follow Tova.
Oh, thank you.
A message saying, please, Tova, we want to see this. Okay.
On your social. Okay.
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 So well, where should my motivation?
No, so I'm also all socials, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, the lot, Tova_Lee. Yeah.
So that's
L-E-I-G-H. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So T-O-V-A. So guys, go follow and be like, hey, Tova, I'm following you now because Pina said so.
Yeah, I got to see this.
We want to see this. We want to see this go down. But also, if they want to find out more about the retreat. I'm on that plane.
Yeah, exactly. The next retreat is in April. It's between the 14th and the 19th of April. So coming up in 2 months' time. And there's still a few spaces left, but not a lot. We are capping it at 18 women. So
but
there's
it's
just
so nice.
Yeah, so it's just a few spaces left. But if you want to apply for a spot, you can go to tovalee.com. And then there's lots of information on my website of how to apply.
And can people also access your books from your website too? They need your books.
Yeah. My books are all on my website as well, but you can also find them on Amazon. I don't think I can say the title of my books.
Okay, here, just use effed.
Okay. So my book is Effed at 40 and my second book is You Did What? And they're both on Amazon.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet, Pina. They're amazing reads. So when you're like, kids, screw off, lock yourself in the bathroom, yeah. Your scented candle, your sparkling water, champagne, and Tova's book. That is self-care.
Yeah, exactly. That is self-care.
You know what? Now, I'm gonna go out on limb here and say we can one up that. Bring a vibrator in there with you.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're sorted. I mean, anybody,
you read my
book, you're going to buy a vibrator. Let's face it. There's a lot of vibrator stories in that book.
For sure. I have a drawer after I read your book, Tova.
Oh my gosh.
And if anyone is interested in checking out the amazing meditations and retreats, overnight stays, or even day visits to St. Anne's Spa, you need to go check them out at stannes.com. And there you will have everything you need. You can check out the amazing food that they serve, to the beautiful accommodations and the pools. And like I said, if you book and you're there in a few weeks, just come outside and check the pools. Maybe you'll see me there.
Yeah,
but that's it for us. Tova, our time is up. I'm sad.
Aww, I know, me too. It was so nice seeing you again and chatting. I loved it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. You made my Sunday evening. We had a little bit of Portugal here in Toronto. And you know what? That is awesome. And I will take that anytime. If any of you guys missed any of the show and you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, anywhere that you like to download podcasts. And we'll catch you guys next week. Same time, same place. It is our last episode in the new year, new you. And we are going to be talking all things fitness with an incredible trainer from Boston that you're not going to want to miss because he's pretty awesome. So that's it for us. Happy Sunday. And again, thank you, Tova. And this is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.